This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
New year, same podcast, and today's guest, from the Disney movie Frozen, he voices Olaf the Snowman. He was in Beauty and the Beast, he was in the original cast of Book of Mormon on Broadway. Today I'm talking with Josh Gad, and I think he's taking the call from Los Angeles this morning. Obviously our hearts go out to everybody over in LA right now. I can't stop looking at the footage. And I feel so helpless here in New York City, but I have a donation link up on my Instagram, at John Mangione. You could donate to the LAFD, and any bit helps. Without further ado, taking this call from LA, let's talk to Josh Gad.
John, here's John.
Morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Man, I am so honored and excited to be chatting with the legendary Josh Gad. Such a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to do this with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Now, obviously, you know, our prayers are with everyone in LA. I really hope you're not affected by this crazy tragedy that's going on.
We've been blessed that so far we haven't had to evacuate and haven't been affected. I have 10 people that I know who have lost everything.
Oh, no.
I've never, ever seen anything like this. As I'm sitting in my car, it's just surreal talking to you as ash is falling on my windshield. I'll tell you an anecdote. I'm sitting here and an owl just flew onto a tree. I've never seen an owl in LA in my life.
It's
a byproduct of everyone and everything being displaced. And it's shocking. It's just the whole thing is shocking. And, we will rebuild, but I hope that people can take the time and see how they can help out, because we need all the help we can get right now. And I put those resources on my social media, including my Instagram page. The people of LA are hurting right now.
And we have donation links at new1027.com as well as my own personal Instagram. Man, we're doing everything we can here in New York City. Josh, I was kind of hoping that you'd be in New York and calling from New York. I'm so sorry to hear about the 10 people that you know that lost everything. And just the scene you painted, you know, obviously we want to chat about your book. We're so proud. We're so excited. But right now you just said you're sitting in your car and ash is falling on your windshield. That is it's a scary day, my friend.
It is, but you know, we somehow push on, and it's actually been a nice distraction to get to talk about the book.
Yeah, we're so excited about your book, In Gad We Trust. Also, this isn't your first book. I know for a fact my goddaughter, Sienna, owns your children's book, Picture Face Lizzie. It's actually my copy. I let her borrow it just for a little bit, Josh, but this isn't a kid's book, right? This is a, well, it's not a tell-all. It's a tell-some?
No, Sienna would definitely probably prefer to stick with picture face, Lizzie. There's just a lot fewer words in it.
Yeah, for me too. Pictures are way easier. Pumped to get into your book in just a second. I want to talk about your incredible voice acting, Beauty and the Beast, Frozen. I mean, in radio, we work with nothing but audio, you know, theater of the mind. When you're off the stage or outside the film and you're doing some of these, like voicing these iconic characters, like say Olaf will go down in history as one of the most popular animated characters ever. I'm curious, is there a process when recording the voices? Do you need to transport yourself into a different world? Or for you, is it just another day in the office?
No, it very much is. I equate it to being in, like, when I was a kid, I used to play with G.I. Joes. And it's like being in a sandbox. And like, when, you know, when you're doing when I was doing the G.I. Joe play, I would, like, create voices for all of these characters. And, like, my imagination was so fertile. It really requires you to tap into that childlike sort of thing. And with Olaf in particular, it's all about naivete and childlike wonderment. So it's a really fun thing to be able to pour all of that into nothing but my voice and give the animators everything that they need in order to bring that character to life. And it's such a joy that the fact that we're getting to do two more of those is wow. Very exciting, because you know, every time I get to play this guy, it's a privilege.
Wow. Well, you are epic. Now, Josh, I brought up my goddaughter Sienna. She is a diehard Frozen fan. Is there any way that Olaf would be able to give Sienna and her sister Isla a little shout out?
Isla. Hi, Sienna. I'm Olaf, and I like warm hugs. And I'm sending you lots of warm hugs from Arendelle. Love you.
Wow, dude. Thank you so much. Josh, have you gotten to ride the Frozen ride at Disney World?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten to ride the Frozen ride at Disney World. We actually just, we were lucky enough that Disney sent us to Hong Kong for the Frozen world that they built out there, and it was breathtaking. I mean, they literally built Arendelle. It was incredible, and it's been, you know, once again surreal to see these characters actually come to life with our voices now as part of the, you know, the Disney theme park experience. So it's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's got to feel insane. I took my goddaughter Sienna. We did a trip to Disney a few months ago. We waited on the Frozen line for 90 minutes in the blistering heat. And I'm a 35-year-old man. And when I tell you the thrill I got from riding the Frozen ride, because it's not, like, yeah, it's a kid's ride, but at the Florida park, it shoots you backwards, like on a drop that I never was expecting. And I screamed like I was on an upside down loop-de-loop.
Did you take her on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride? That's probably a little too advanced for her.
Yeah, she's four, so the Guardian, they didn't let her on that one, but she was waiting with mom.
that would be child abuse. Yeah, we just got back from Disney World, and it was incredible. I mean, the Frozen ride is obviously, you know, one that is personally so tremendous for me, but that Guardians ride is something else.
Can I ask, and feel free to, we could cut this out of the interview. If you're, when a celebrity, you know, Olaf himself is riding the Frozen ride, of course they have the Fast Pass, but do you get somebody would let you and your family on, like, when the park's closed, or how does that work, having you ride the rides?
Oh, you know, I am so humbled and grateful that every time I go to Disney World, they accommodate us in immeasurable ways by giving us, you know, support with guides and other resources. Because the truth is when I'm in the park, I become essentially a Disney character.
Dude, you are Olaf.
Lots of people will you know, come up, and it's incredible. But when I'm with my kids, I try to keep my head down and keep them safe. Oh. So, They're always very generous, and they give us a lot of perks.
Oh, we love that. So, Josh, just to switch gears here for a second, I did hear a rumor that you were going to be directing a Chris Farley story with Lorne Michaels as producer. Is this true?
Yeah, this is not only true. This is moving very quickly right now.
Amazing. What can you tell us?
I've always wanted to direct. I was looking for something very personal, and there's a lot of overlap in the story of Chris Farley and my own journey. And I was just waiting for the right person who I thought could bring Chris to life. And there is nobody better than Paul Walter Hauser, who's going to star as Chris for us. And we have the script. It's tremendous. And we're in the early stages, but it's feeling very real, and it's feeling very exciting.
I am counting down the days until you finish that. So excited for it. Now, Josh, let's get into your book, In Gad We Trust, in stores now. Let's hear about the process of even beginning to write a book.
I was not intending to write a sort of quasi-memoir. And when my agent pitched me the idea, I said, do you know something I don't know? Have you gotten my blood work back? Am I dying? just because the idea of writing like a quasi-memoir in my 40s was not something on my bingo card. And yet it's been one of the most exhilarating experiences I've ever had. And the reason was is, you know, I started the book as sort of an exercise in writing a book about being a dad and writing a book about being a dad during difficult times, talking about, you know, my experience of fatherhood during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then it just started to broaden into something much more. And the more, you know, I wrote about, the more my publisher encouraged me to keep going. And so I talk about my issues relating to anxiety. I talk about, you know, coming from a broken family. I talk about my journey as an actor and the things that led to the unexpectedness of Book of Mormon becoming what it became and Frozen and all of the incredible things that I've gotten to do as a performer. So it was a really interesting thing because I didn't know what I was writing until I was writing it, and I've never had that experience before.
Wow. I mean, and you've done so many things in your career, stage to screen to animation to voiceovers to books. You have so much to share, and hearing even someone, you know, who has had success like you have talk about anxiety, I think it's good when you hear people, you know, of your stature talk about it, because it makes it real, and it makes, you know, everybody realize that not everything's perfect. Everybody's going through stuff, right?
No, and that was it. I really, really felt in my heart that if I was going to write something, I needed to be scared and I needed to be vulnerable. And I've never been more scared and felt more vulnerable than writing about these things. And my hope is that people will read it and recognize someone who's just like them, that has had a modicum of success and, you know, can overcome that, especially, you know, given the fact that I think there is this anxious generation, this younger generation that's dealing with anxiety in you know, a significant way. And my hope is that they can read this book and say, okay, there are ways to overcome this. I can get through this, and I can be successful on a personal level and on a professional level. So little things like that, my hope is that this book can inspire others.
I can only imagine what's going to be in this book, because you've done so much in this industry. Have you ever had a moment in radio, or did you just bypass radio completely?
You know what? I actually have a face for radio, so I always thought
stop.
I would end up on radio, and I sadly never had that opportunity. I grew up, you know, listening to Stern all the time,
of course,
and I think watching like Private Parts and stuff, I was like, oh, I want to do that one day. Never happened for me.
Well, you can call our radio show anytime, Josh. Thank you so very much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Have a great one. On the phone. Thank him so much for coming on today. Amidst a city of burning rubble,
he was just sitting in his car and ash was falling on his windshield. I can't even believe he just chatted with us. Man, this LA thing is just so messed up, and our hearts go out to anybody affected. We have resources up, new1027.com, my Instagram at John Mangione, Josh Gad's Instagram at Josh Gad. Thank you so much for listening, and man, God bless LA.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.